Hi, this is Pirate Davy Jones with www.piratepods.com with
Pirate Paloma.
And we're here today with Chris Bailiff of Position Normal. How you doing, Chris?
Doing very well, thanks, mate. Very well. And you're all right as well, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Things are great. Things are great over here.
Yeah.
How's the weather out there?
It's getting cold. It's starting to get cold. Well, not so much cold, just pissing down. It's just raining all the time. So that is just... It's proper miserable, but you know, I'm kind of indoors. I've been indoors most of the time, just tied in my flat.
It's sunny and about 76 degrees here.
76?
76 Fahrenheit, yes. It's very nice.
That's like middle of summer or something. How comes? Then you get seasons over there, just constantly summer.
It's constantly summer.
Yeah, constantly summer, or at the end of spring.
Sick. Sick.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of sick people out here.
right. I was speaking to Mike because my wife's in Japan. She comes from Hokkaido, northern Japan.
Wow.
She's just come back there. She's been to see her parents over there. It's snowing. They've got the ice festival there, and it sounds incredible. I don't mind weather. I don't mind proper weather. Do you know what I mean? As long as the seasons are proper snow, proper rain, proper sun. You know, just not grey. I can't deal with just grey.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of grey here. You know, that's fortunate. The unfortunate thing, though, is that we don't see any seasons change here. You know, it's not very visible.
You know. Whereabouts you?
We're in San Diego, California.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I've never even been to America, man. I've never been there, so.
It's a beautiful place. I'm sure it's not half as beautiful as where you're from.
I'm sure it is.
I'm trying to be kind, man, but I've seen your place in pictures, and it looks beautiful. So hopefully one of these days we have the chance to visit there.
Yeah, you might have to make it in the summer, or maybe in the midwinter. Just come when it's really moody. Just get right in there, you know what I mean? Get right into the real moodiness of it. It's got atmosphere, you know? It's got the old architecture. It's got atmosphere.
That's what we're missing out on over here. You know, this is a fairly new nation.
We have no history, really.
Yeah, really. History is kind of, we don't have old architecture, per se.
Right. Yeah. Well, kind of neither does Japan, in a funny way. Oh, they're kind of like the earthquakes and stuff. A lot of their kind of architecture's sort of concrete, isn't it? Like movable staircases. Like everything's built to wobble over there, do you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's quite mad there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to go there. At least you make up for it in sunshine, man.
Well, here's a question for you.
So
I was listening to Wall of Light, and I wonder if this is some kind of drug-induced thing, or are you just very intelligent?
Is it? That's John. That's just John going off on something. I mean, it works in a funny way. I sort of make the music. I'll be making the music and sampling just on my own, and then I'll just throw them all at John, and then John comes back with just weird, funny ideas. Do you know what I mean? That was kind of, I don't know where that came from. I don't know why he was thinking of that. He's into building. He fits alarms in banks. He's always dealing with like materials and walls and stuff and setting up alarm systems and things. And he's just probably daydreaming somewhere. Maybe a bit stoned on the job. I don't know what he's doing. He's like, he's thinking. He makes me laugh. I get the music back off of him. It's completely different. Do you know what I mean? I don't like listening to my own voice singing. I'm not going to do it. Do you know what I mean? I sing on one song or one or two songs, but. I love hearing music because it's got someone, it's got his voice and his way of seeing the world just sort of slapped all over. It's brilliant, really good. But so, I don't know where he got that idea from. You have to ask him. I didn't even ask him actually. I was laughing at it. That's just John at his best doing his bits, you know.
There's a thought. Wall of Light. Interior partition walls made of light. Possibly release a trickle of some kind of natural cloudy gas to enhance the depth of the wall. One day we won't have doors. We'll have a divide from one room to another, solely relying on sound waves and dense light. There's a thought. Wall of Light. interior partition walls made of light. Possibly release a trickle of some kind of natural cloudy gas to enhance the depth of the wall. One day we won't have doors. We'll have a divide from one room to another, solely relying on sound waves and dense light.
So, what's the story of position normal from your perspective? What's your story?
Like the history.
The history.
Your history or the history of position normal? If, or both.
Or both, yeah, whatever.
History is a... No, the same. So probably the same as everybody else. You know, it starts off at college, and then sort of just playing the Sex Pistols, the Pixies songs, like really, really, really badly. But it's funny. Do you know what I mean? And John had like this. John's like really, really. He's like a really nice bloke. Do you know what I mean? He kind of knows where and how his bread buttered. He's like Mr. Priorities. You know, he's kind of proper family guy. Even then, like when he was in his like 19 or 21 time. You know. You get him into a rehearsal studio and he's really properly foul-mouthed. He'd really go off on one. He'd just become a bit insane. Do you know what I mean? And we just started playing music then, and then I was borrowing equipment, borrowing like Marantz tape machines out of the audio-visual department, which was tiny anyway, at college. Borrowing little Marantz and going taping, walking up and down Oxford Street, taping crowds and walking to shops and taping them, and going to Romford Market, which is a... It's like a really old traditional market in East London. That's where I'm originally from. And they've got really old stallholders there shouting, really shouting, selling strawberries and just standing there really still, trying not to ruffle the mic, recording all the sounds. And for me, it starts off like recording sounds rather than sort of making music, because my guitaring's pretty abysmal. And I almost like I've trained myself to play badly. I play and play until... I'll make a mistake, and then I'll learn those kind of glitches and learn those bum notes, and I've kind of almost ingrained that way of playing into my sort of style. And then doing that with John, playing with John, then John's brother joined, and then he was playing bass and DJing, and then just I think the position normal is just tapes, isn't it? Just blank tapes, like Maxell tapes. instead of saying normal position, they would try and make it look a bit slick and sort of position normal. It sounded a bit French and classy, kind of. It was just kind of, it sounded like a funny way of making something quite slick out of something just really bog standard ferric tapes. So
that's the beauty of it all, man.
Yeah, it took me a long time to even just get around to using Chrome. You know, Chrome, I started using Chrome. I just had to mess about with all my sort of my two EQs on the tape machine. It kind of spun me out a bit, start all over again. And then I kind of left college and then no computer experience at all. There's only like five to eight computers to about 60 people at one point. So I left graphic design with just hands-on knowledge. So computers kind of kicked off in 93. So I was kind of like, it was pretty weird. I was like redundant at 23. It felt so strange. So I just carried on making music. And
I see.
And this guy, Damien Lazarus, he had this little label, Mind Horizon, and he sort of picked up on one of our gigs and he just said he wanted to put an album out. And we just weren't ready for it. We were just having a laugh. We were just messing about. And we put Stop Your Nonsense out, which is the first one.
Wow.
And that was it. We just kind of put that album out. He was like momentum man. He kind of put all of his kind of attention, efforts and energy into it. And he got the real sort of speed up on what we were doing. And it was quite interesting. Then I did a couple of fashion shows for people that I've met along the way when I was designing for free. And I met people that were designing clothes, and I did some stuff for Yuji Kishimoto, like Japanese English fashion designers. And I kind of still didn't have enough money from the shows to pay my rent, so all I could afford at the time, I had the Prince's Trust, which is, have you heard of that, the Prince's Trust, yeah?
No.
Yeah, tell us about it, man.
It's like Prince of Wales. He's got, he doesn't pay for it himself, but he kind of, I don't know what he does, he puts his name to it, and I suppose it was his idea to help sort of small businesses or young people to kind of get their thing together. And I tried to pitch myself as starting up an audio visual company, but what it really was to get the second album out.
So it's a small business loan, or is it a small business grant?
It depends on how much you're asking for. If it's not much money, then it's a grant. They'll give it to you. But after about $3,000. I'm paying it off now. I'm paying it off like £50 a month. So.
Okay.
Good luck, man.
It's good. No, it's all right. No, it's fine. I kind of lived on the money rather than spending it on equipment, which was, I was trying to get the album to sound right because there's so many little bits and pieces on the album rather than getting eight big mammoth tracks sorted out. I was trying to sort out loads and like just so much little samples, trying to get them right and sounding right and placed in the right order. And it took me that amount of time. But by the time I did, I'd already done the Ely Kishimoto, a couple of their shows where they were, they got silk screen repeat patterns and they were at a tea room, it was their fashion place where they were showing all their clothes in a tea room and they'd printed all their repeat patterns on cutlery, knives and forks and cups and saucers and on tablecloths and their butlers handing cakes around and I went around doing what I usually do rather than making music, was just taping tea rooms in London and just playing them as ambient tea room sounds.
Wow.
And then they agreed to silkscreen the sleeves. So it all got done. It ended up looking really trendy, like I was in the know and I had my finger on the pulse and I knew all the right people at the right time. But it was just such a big fluke, like a shocking fluke.
Prince Charles
thought that.
Yeah, would you agree though that that's what, you know, that sometimes those biggest flukes are always, you know, I mean, it's like it's a great mistake, a mistake that ends up turning into something beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's how the music bits are anyway, I think.
Yeah. So you believe in then dumb luck or hard work? What do you believe in more?
Dumb luck. I don't know.
Right on.
Yeah, there's some dumbness there. Yeah, there's a fair share of quote of dumbness there. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm aware of it kind of quite a lot. Reminded of it all the time, yeah. There is, pretty much. No, not that dumb luck. I don't know. When I look back, not so much now, because I decided after a while just I couldn't. It's not commercial music and it's not a gig, a gig-oriented music. So I'm either going to just, you know, quirk myself into the ground, not being able to eat or get a proper job. Do you know what I mean? So I did that, just proper commercial job, something paid for the music. So I've been working it out how to get the music, just to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it is kind of hard work. But when you're properly skint, when you're really brassic, and you know, you kind of could be seen as being a bit dumb because I just switched off. The crappy poor things that were going on in my life, I just switched off and carried on making music. So probably a bit of dumbness there, but stubbornness, I suppose, as well. And then just, I don't know, if you tell stories like I'm telling them now, I'm compressing about 15, 20 years of, you know, stuff. So, yeah, sure. I think it's hard work, determination and all that sort of stuff. But you got to work it out, you know. I couldn't just make the music and if I had an inheritance or something, I'd be sorted. But
shit, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? I can make nice experimental music all the time and, you know, enjoy tripping out on all sorts of things. But no, it's just not like that. 90% of my time is doing a job, you know what I mean? And in my spare time thinking about the music and getting on with it, and, right?
Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to ask you, what are you listening to these days? You know, is there any album that comes to mind besides your own? I mean, I guess, you know, that's lots of people say, hey, I'm listening to my own stuff, man.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like I'm stuck in a rut or something. I just enjoy the same stuff I always have done. If I bump into something else, somehow I'll listen to it. But same sort of things I listen to. I listen to a lot of like late 60s garage sort of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I've been buying one album pretty much every week for like a year or something, like The Seeds. And grew up playing guitar to my dad's, you know, Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent, Chuck Berry and Elvis and stuff. I never knew anything about The Seeds or The Sonics or, you know, Hazel Adkins and Bunker Hill and, you know, I knew about Link Ray, but all the other stuff, I was just quite new to it. And it almost sent me mad. I was just really, really mad for stuff like, you know, Hazel Adkins. It's just incredible. I just love it. Insane and just really good to listen to. I'm really into that. I can listen to that a lot, and the Sonics and the Remains.
Excellent.
Bits and pieces like that, and then only like in this year I heard the Minutemen. I saw that film, We Jam O'Connor. I saw that, and then I kind of got into that. I'm actually into listening to the music by watching the film, you know, the extras on the DVD extras, the acoustic blowout. I kind of listen to that, but I watch it and listen to it. I listen to that quite a lot. And apart from that, Serge Gainsbourg, I love that. I love all kind of his sort of music. The chanson stuff rather than the jetame sort of thing. Well, I call these chanson out, but sort of tracks.
Wow.
The Residents, I love The Residents, always like them.
Right.
the negative land. I like them. A lot of that stuff, like the Big Ten 8 place and negative land points. And I like Sid Barrett, the Opal album. I'm really into that. Oh, and loads of Tyrannosaurus
Rex.
That
was a loss, wasn't it, this year?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's kind of, he was. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of think even though he was sick, I kept thinking he would just sort of somehow just carry on. But
There's been
a lot of rock and roll deaths, man, in the last couple of years. Like, you know,
a lot of us.
Lick Ray and Hathaway.
A lot of us were holding our breath for for him to just come on back, man. But I guess he's. That's it. It was that was a loss.
Yeah. That's the kind of. I don't know. I'm a bit. On a limb with Pink Floyd, I kind of just can't. I can't get anything into any other Pink Floyd stuff apart from the stuff he sang on. It's just his voice, you know. And the Opal album, for me, is just. I didn't know. Like someone said to me at the time, "Right, you shouldn't listen to that album." I don't like listening to people when losing the plot. You know, when they're sort of losing it. I didn't know he was. I just thought this is really nice, sweet music. Cause his voice is just really personal. And it's kind of a bit like Astro Gilberto to me, like a spaced out. Man voice, but sort of, his voice is breaking and he kind of off tune sort of thing, and it could just break off into nothing at any moment. But I love all that sort of thing. I love that sound.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I agree, totally agree with that.
Yeah,
could you tell me a little bit about New Biz? There's a line, "It's good to lay down again." Can you explain some of the background of that song?
I have to remind me because I make the music and then I name them really on the fly. I name them.
Okay. Hey.
New biz. Oh, yeah, so nice to do business with you, that one.
Yeah, right.
All right. yeah, okay. That was on the MySpace thing, wasn't it? I remember they were putting that on there. That was a... That is... I got a new pedal. I've always been messing about with John's voice just through a pedal. It's like a digital one. I was trying to look for an analog delay. And I've been looking for one for ages. I used to have a Dodd one, and it was... The analog one was brilliant. It was like a tape machine. You could speed the voice up and... slow it down. I was always doing that to John's voice, and that's really what it was. I can't release that commercially, that one, because all those samples are from Bedazzled, the Peter Cook and Dudley Moore film.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's all from. I think it's a song on there called GPO Tower, General Post Office Tower. That's right near where I live. I can see it from here. It all comes from there. All that music was made by Dudley, I think conducted by Dudley Moore as well. So I've just sampled the trumpets from there, obviously didn't play them, do you know what I mean? And then put John's voice on there and just really twisted this digital delay pedal, which it doesn't speed things up and slow things down. You know, when you get that kind of, when you twist an analog delay and it speeds things up and slows things down, and you get this yawing sound and then a pixie sound, and it's brilliant. But the digital does that, but it also cuts the voice off as well, so... It was kind of messing around with his voice and having fun with that, and that's what we used to do ages and ages and ages ago. So nice to do business today.
So can you tell us what you find most absurd about today's world?
What I find most absurd about today's world. Wow. absurd. I don't think I find things... I'm kind of feel like I'm primed. I'm well primed for absurdity. You know what I mean? It doesn't really... I don't find anything absurd. I just... Maybe I don't.
Ah.
No, maybe I don't. Actually, in people my own age, I think we're just trying to be more... ecological now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sort of recycle more and
right.
use less electricity, and I'm all on the level with everyone I know, but then I start having conversations with people my own age at work and stuff, and surprising how old-fashioned some young people sound. They're very sort of they wear the latest shoes, and they're doing well for themselves, but they sound like old people that just don't know any better. And that kind of willful ignorance is a bit scary. I find that absurd in people nowadays. You know what I mean? You kind of know better, and it's time to do something about it. But I'm almost too scared to talk to people my own age about stuff like global warming, because they just, they're into football and they're into doing cool things, but they become like half-assed spiritualists. It's just the way the big wheel turns, man. It's global warming, nothing you can do about it. And it's frustrating and scary, so I find that a bit absurd.
Yeah.
You know.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm thinking on the hoof there. That's good. You got me going. Right, I'm using my brain.
Yeah, that was impressive. Very good.
Any thoughts on the direction you see the world taking these days? Earlier you mentioned young people, people your age.
I probably think people younger than us are going to be more ecologically sort of responsible, I think. I think for the weird reason, people, I'm 35, I mean, you know, maybe they are too old to think differently, I don't know, it's a bit weird, but the way the world's going, I don't know. I don't know if I sort of, I do what I can, and don't want to become preachy about things, you know what I mean? You don't want to start browbeating anybody and how they should be living, but I suppose, I don't know, where it's all going.
Yeah, I mean, if you get too preachy with things, you know, you start turning them off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, where's it all going? If I had those questions, it might just scare the shit out of me. You know, if I knew that answer, I think it's kind of changing your living from moment to moment, but doing it for what the best you can do in it, and changing it bit by bit. I think. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Looking into the future is a bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I suppose yeah. I mean, we've been told our fortunes, haven't we, by the scientists about global warming. So hopefully it's going to be all right. I don't know. There's a lot of young drinkers where I live. I live on this estate. There's a lot of like young boozers around there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where they're going. But I think they're pretty wise as well. You know, I think they are pretty switched on. You know, I don't think it takes much of a change of attitude to completely change the course of direction in your life. Do you know what I mean? A little enlightenment go along.
That's right. And, you know, maybe they're doing that booze to cope with things. They're thinking. And, sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. Good point. Yeah, that's part of them sort of thinking of moving on probably quicker than I did. I mean, even though I never ever did drugs or anything until I was about 23.
Wow.
So I was just, I don't know why actually. I'm such a lightweight. I've got no constitution for them at all, you know, apart from like bits of marijuana and stuff, which I thought was brilliant for a couple of years. Really, when I was skint, you know what I mean? It was a lot cheaper than going out. So, but no, I just stopped. I just kind of wound it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, the music wasn't going to survive, so that was one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Big strain on productivity.
Yeah, well, you can just sit around thinking you're being really clever. Do you know what I mean? That's a great idea. Yeah, you'll make 2 years later and sober up and think, no, actually, that was shit.
Don't you wish?
Too late.
But don't you wish, though, you would have recorded some of those conversations you had where you thought you were coming out with something brilliant?
No, I don't, actually. No, because it'll make me cringe. I'll cringe myself into a little ball and roll away somewhere.
That's right.
I don't know, man. I kind of know exactly what was going on, what we were saying. I wasn't really, like I said, I haven't got the constitution to get to them, and I just fall asleep. So I kind of do remember what was being said. And thank God it stopped. So that's the reason why the bands changed as we're getting older. Do you know what I mean? We didn't stay in the same bands. It got a bit too... Because we were called the Bug of Sod before Position Normal, which is a stupid name. And for me, it was about being quite silly and childish and messing about and being too philosophical and thinking that we're the best thing since tits. It's just silly. It felt stupid, you know? So I've always had to move on a little bit every now and then to just try and keep things nice and simple and, you know what I mean, have fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. One last thing to ask of you... Will you please give us your best pirate impression?
Okay, yeah. Arr!
Very good.
Hey, it was a real pleasure dealing with you, Chris. I hope we get to speak to you soon. Of course, I think we'll be talking a little more in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be good.
Yeah, stay dry
I'll get some more music out. What's that?
Stay dry out there.
Oh, yeah, what? Keep your powder dry. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Love
nice
it,
one.
Hey, thanks.
Good on ya.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Gotta stop this shit, you should see the size of me. Tea, skin, milk, cereal, piece of fruit. See if I